From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. President Donald Trump told a news conference in Washington Thursday that the media is painting a false picture of his administration as chaotic, when in fact, he says, it is running like a fine-tuned machine. In a session marked by contentious exchanges with reporters, the president complained of unfair coverage of his administration's first days. Mr. Trump denied having any contacts or connections with Russia. He said ousted National Security Advisor Michael Flynn was only doing his job when he made contacts with the Russian ambassador during the campaign. He says the reason Flynn resigned was because he had been dishonest with the vice president when he denied the contacts took place. The president said he will issue a new executive order to replace the travel ban that temporarily suspended travel from seven terrorism-plagued countries and barred most refugees.
We're issuing a new executive action next week that will comprehensively protect our country. So we'll be going along the one path and hopefully winning that. At the same time, we will be issuing a new and very comprehensive order.
President Trump. U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations Nikki Haley says the Trump administration supports a two-state solution to the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. Haley spoke to reporters after attending her first Security Council meeting on the conflict. During a joint news conference Wednesday, President Trump said he could live with either a one- or two-state solution to the conflict, depending on what the two sides agreed to. Haley said any solution is going to come from the Israelis and the Palestinians, and that the United States is thus just there to support the process. This is VOA News.